Now, President Akufo-Addo has hinted that the much-talked-about Kamba Irrigation Dam in the Upper West region will see the light of day under the One Village, One Dam policy. He said government sees agriculture as one of the ways to make Ghana self-sufficient in food production and that policies will be implemented to achieve that. The president dropped the hint when he addressed the chiefs and people of Lora traditional area to climax the Akobina festival at Lora. Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab has sent this report.
Kobine is an agricultural festival which is celebrated to mark bumper harvest and to thank the ancestors for their protection. It is also used to exhibit the culture and tradition of the people of the Lora traditional area. This is the second time in 13 years that a certain president attended the festival. President of the Lora traditional area, Napuele Kabu, said one of the biggest challenges facing farmers in the district is the erratic nature of rain due to climate change. He said the construction of Kamba Irrigation Dam, which has been on the drawing board for decades, will address the problem of unreliable rainfall pattern. He said, but for the delay in rainfall and the fall Amiwe menace, the district would have recorded a bumper harvest ever because farmers received inputs on time.
The planting for food and jobs, the one district, one factory is therefore climate change. We are aware that a national climate change policy has been formulated, but its implementation is yet to trickle down to the regional, sub-regional and local level. So far, 10 climate change agriculture platforms intended to mainstream climate change issues into the district assembly's planning and budgeting processes have been established in the country, but their operationalization have been bedeviled with apathy, lack of resources and funding. 5 out of these platforms have been established in the Upper West region, as the region is the most at risk to climate change.
The president, in his address, first responded to the request of the president of the Lora traditional area, Napuele Kabu. The president said government will soon hold discussions with neighboring Burkina Faso over the construction of a bridge on the Black Volta, which is captured in next year's budget to facilitate movement of goods and services.
I'd like to respond to some of the requests made by the Lora Na in his remarks. As I did indicate during my recent visit, work, however, is progressing steadily on the Lora Hand to Mu Road. And following my announcement of the upgrading of Lora from a district into a municipality, the road network is being opened up to ensure a more planned municipal capital. I'd also like to assure you that work is ongoing on the Lora Hamilo Road. This road is critical in linking Ghana with our neighbors in the region. Work on this road will be sustained until it is completed. Government will soon set up a solar power plant to augment power supply in the district. The construction of the Dikwe Bridge has been captured in the budget of the Ministry of Roads and Highways, and work will commence after the conclusion of bilateral discussions with officials from Burkina Faso. On the Kamba Irrigation Project, the Ministry of Food and Agriculture last year engaged the services of a consultant to undertake a feasibility study of the project. If the feasibility report is favorable, action will commence on it as soon as possible under the One Village, One Dam program.
Meanwhile, a Deputy Minister of Roads and Highways, Anthony Kabu, said one of his priorities is education and spoke about measures taken so far to ensure access.
I am happy to announce that some progress has been made in terms of improving the quality of education in the district. With the announcement and commencement of the free senior high school education policy, many people, over 1,003 students in the Lora district, have benefited from the program. This year, I rolled out the MP special vacation classes for senior high school students, touching in particular those who were preparing for their WASI exams.